You might say anyone who's been in Seattle long enough and knows the history of Japantown knows all about the Higo Variety Store.
There's lots of people in the city who have memories of the Higo Store, which we hear of all the time because it existed for so long.
John Bisbee's memories of the store date back to the 1970s.
I would look through the window, and at that time, everything was kind of faded by the sun. I mean, you could not even read the labels on some of the packaging.
For decades, the Higo Store catered to waves of Japanese. It was a landmark business that first opened its doors in 1907 and operated for 96 years. But what made the place extra special was the role it played in the community after the Japanese internment during the Second World War.
So when families started coming back to start their lives over again, so they did not take rice cookers to their internment camp, so they would come here to Higo and buy a rice cooker and get started, you know, again, get some bedding and pajamas, whatever it was they needed.
If you want an idea of what the Higo Store looked like, then you just have to walk into its original location inside the Jackson Building. This is where John Bisbee and his wife, Binko, now run the Kobo at Higo gift shop and art gallery. They have ceramics, paper lanterns, and a wooden koi whirligig for sale. But in one part of their shop, they've also turned over an entire wall to artifacts from the old Higo Store. You can't buy any of these items, but they're so interesting to look at. Bisbee shows me an old can of Colgate shaving cream, some Japanese sandals, a brassiere.
You see that can right there?
It's an old tin of rice crackers that goes back all the way to 1898. We keep looking. What is that?
Oh, that's with sukiyaki. It's kind of like this.
Is it a noodle?
Yeah, it's made from yams.
The display is permanent and built by Seattle's Wing Luke Museum. There's a collection of knives, a vintage typewriter, and a cash register. But the most charming item is a life-sized cutout of two women dressed in skirts and cardigans and wearing glasses.
Aya, and that's Masa.
Ayako and Masako Murakami. They're the sisters who took over the Higo Store after their father passed away. They were the shopkeepers after the internment. And up until the late 1990s, you could always find them in here stocking and selling their wares. Family member Paul Murakami is one of the guardians of the Higo Store's legacy.
The main thing about Higo is it's not so much the merchandise, it was the people that were working here. People would come here just to chat with my aunts. They would love to chat. Masako was the youngest. Masako was just really much more extroverted. She's just very loquacious, very friendly, very, very warm. Not that Aya wasn't, but she was just a little more reserved.
The sisters, who never married, have since died. When the store shut down in 2003, it pretty much looked like it always had. Pink walls, a tiled floor, and a huge inventory, including personal items, like the sisters' graduation photos and luggage the family took to internment camp. Store owner John Bisbee.
There's a family number when they were in the camp. And the other thing that I want to show you is this is a remnant of an American flag tied to the suitcase.
In a video from 1993, Masa Murakami talks about the family packing up to go to Minidoka.
The only thing we took out of our house was a duffel bag and one crowbar and one stove and a few pieces of clothing.
When John Bisbee and his wife decided to take over the old Higo space, they walked into a place crammed with merchandise, racks, and display cases. They found use for many of the old fixtures. He shows me a rack that once sold rolls of candy.
Winto green, butter rum, crystal mint, wild cherry, five flavors.
Yeah, you don't see that very much anymore.
Yeah, right. So the rack works perfectly for our little art guide.
Another rack is now stocked with writing journals for sale. But if you look closely, you can see the original Golden Books merchandise sign. Binko Chong Bisbee says using some of these old items wasn't just about decorating their gift shop. It was about maintaining a connection to an extraordinary past.
We try to just incorporate our business, which is Kobo, and kind of somehow, you know, dovetail it with what was already here and not change much about its history. So that's why we named our business Kobo at Higo, just to honor the space.
And we're trying to be as good as stewards as we possibly can.
The Kobo at Higo Store is at the corner of 6th and Jackson. A replica of the original black letter sign that says Higo Variety Store hangs out front. And those dark green banners hanging inside, the ones with white drawings of Japanese pagodas, that's what the Higo Store's wrapping paper looked like. Flor Angela Davila, KPLU News.